let's cross to our Oireachtas studio again. Jim O'Callaghan, Fianna Fáil TD for Dublin Bay South, which is the constituency that this encampment was in, joins us now. Jim O'Callaghan, good afternoon to you. It's over a month since the Taoiseach told the Dáil that makeshift shanty towns wouldn't be allowed to develop again in Dublin city centre. Another encampment cleared today, the fourth time in 4 weeks. This is becoming a weekly event now.
Well, yeah, it isn't appropriate, Gavin, for tents to be set up by the banks of the canal or indeed on busy city streets. The Taoiseach said that it shouldn't be permitted, and I welcome the fact that the tents were removed this morning from the Grand Canal. It's unsafe for the men who are in the tents. It's unfair on the residents and businesses of the inner city. And of course, something that we frequently overlook, it's also a criminal offence to pitch a tent on canal
property. What offence is it?
It's an offence under Bylaw 30 of the Canal Bylaws 1988, which are given effect as a criminal offence by the Canals Act 1986.
Are people going to be stopped then from putting up tents on the canal now?
Well, I think people need to be informed as to what is the law, because I could understandably think it's the case that many of the men who are pitching up tents there aren't aware that it is a criminal offence.
But hundreds of them have been doing so in recent weeks.
I know, and I think they need to be informed about the fact that they're not permitted to do so. And I think we need to ensure that other people who are charitably providing assistance to the men inform the men that they're not permitted to set up tents.
Are they going to be stopped?
Well, they should comply with the law in the same way as every other person in the country should comply with the law.
Where are the men being moved to today, do you know?
My understanding is that the men that were collected this morning are being provided and offered accommodation at City West.
All of them?
Well, I'm not sure if it's all of them, but certainly some of them have been offered accommodation there, and I also understand that further accommodation is going to be made available. You'll be aware of Thornton Hall, also at Colum Barracks in Westmeath, and Ballymullen in Tralee. But unfortunately, Gavin, like, we need to recognise that the significantly increasing number of people who are applying for international protection in Ireland means that the government is going to find it extremely difficult to provide accommodation on an ongoing basis. And that's why, although people may not think this is palatable, we also need to look at the other end of the equation and try to see whether we can bring in measures to see whether we can reduce the numbers of people who are applying for international protection in Ireland. Because if we don't do that, and if the numbers keep increasing as they are at present with people arriving in, we will never be able to provide the sheltered accommodation that we're obliged to provide.
Yes, you wrote to Roderick O'Gorman in March saying that much more needs to be done to reduce the number of people seeking international protection in Ireland. Like what?
First and foremost, enforce the law. Like, there are laws in Ireland that are used in respect of international protection, but which aren't being enforced. In particular, and again, people may not find this palatable, but you cannot have an effective system for asylum applications and adjudication of asylum if not at the end of it, people who fail in that process are not deported. And like, other countries have faced similar issues to Ireland in terms of significant numbers coming in, and they've been able to reduce the numbers coming in. And predominantly, the main reason they do that is that the message is sent out, well, that if you go to that country and you apply for international protection and you fail there, well, then you will be deported.
But you look across the water to Britain, who has implied very stringent immigration laws or anti-immigration laws over the course of the last year, not even allowing people to apply for asylum if they come in via what are referred to as small boats. It's made no difference. The number of people continues to go up.
Yeah. Britain is an unusual example, and I don't think we should be trying to follow Britain in terms of the example that they are setting. But look at another country similar to Ireland within the European Union, Denmark. Back in 2015, there were 21,000 people who applied for international protection in Denmark. A decision was made by the Social Democrat centre-left government in Denmark that they were going to reduce the numbers coming in. Last year in Denmark, 2023, 2,482 people applied for international protection. Like, already in Ireland this year, we have received in 8,500 people applying for international protection. So, like, measures can be introduced that can reduce numbers of people applying for international protection.
Yes, but compared to the number of people actually moving to Ireland in total this year and in recent years, the number of international protection applicants is relatively small.
Absolutely. And we have a very good record in terms of immigration and the integration of immigration in Ireland. But what has given rise to recent controversy and recent concern is, I suppose, it is demonstrably the case when you look at what's happening by the canal or in the streets of Dublin, that we are not able to provide the sheltered accommodation.
Yes,
at present,
so with the difficulty, not a lack of accommodation, not an increase in numbers. I mean, surely Ireland should be able to cope with 20,000 international protection applicants in a year.
I don't think so. And it's a two-ended solution. Like, I agree with you, we have to provide more accommodation. And in fairness to the government, at present we're providing accommodation for over 30,000 international protection applicants. And of course, separately to that, we have the 70,000 Ukrainians who are in temporary protection and accommodation. But we also need to look at the other end of the equation. Like, it can't just be regarded as something we can't go there, because if the numbers keep increasing as they have increased, and remember in 2019, 4,700 people applied for international protection here. Last year it was 13,500. This year already it's 8,500. We're going to hit 20,000 this year. So we're perfectly entitled as policymakers, as well as ensuring that we provide accommodation, that we try to introduce measures to reduce the numbers coming in.
Do you know when a decision will be made about where a new International Protection Office is going to be opened outside of Dublin?
I don't, but I think it is a decision that should be made promptly. I welcome the fact that the Minister yesterday indicated that she was going to set up a new International Protection Office. Like, it is
not. Do you
know
where it will be?
I don't know where it will be, and that's a matter for the Department of Justice. But if you look, and the Mount Street International Protection Office is in my constituency, it simply cannot cope at present, in my opinion, with the numbers of people applying for international protection there. And I think it's unfair, and the people of the inner city who are residents living in the vicinity, and also on businesses there. And also it's an inappropriate location for the men to be having to base themselves around that office.
Jim O'Callaghan from Fianna Fáil in our Oireachtas studio today. Thank you.